Hello, everyone.
Ooh, zucchini.
Oh my god. You almost
literally stepped on it.
And he did not care.
I know, walking
just,
away.
Just like casually walked away. He probably doesn't know what just happened to him. Or what could have happened.
I'm sorry.
What's he doing?
Literally almost made me die. Anyway, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I am Maria.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. We're going to be baking.
Bitch, my mind literally just like went blank for a second.
Girl, we're not even baked yet.
I hope that you all got a drink and a snack and y'all are ready for a chat because we're out here making our own snack today.
Brownies. These are so fucking... I love these brownies. The Ghirardelli ones.
Oh, Ultimate Chunk one.
They're fucking good.
They look good. I can't wait to have a little snack.
Yeah.
This is a little baking while baked episode. We haven't gotten baked yet because we just wanted to...
Have a nice classy intro.
Yeah, we're classy this time around. We're classy, but
I guess yeah, and that's it.
That's it. We're
see you in like 2 seconds.
We're gonna be right back. We're gonna get a little, and then we're gonna bake our brownies. Hey, girls, we are back. We got a little
baked. Now we're gonna bake.
We're gonna bake.
So, what are you doing, Nathaniel? Tell them what you're gonna do.
Well, I'm just buttering up. I'm just gonna butter up the pan. We're just
getting. You should also melt the butter because we're gonna need a half fourth cup of it. 1/4 cup of it.
A half fourth cup? No.
Talking crazy already. No. Already starting
those
with the craziness.
Two hits, let's not be dramatic.
I know.
Damn,
can I see your knife?
Here you go.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
No, y'all still use it. I was just expecting the smaller one.
That would be funny.
How was your week, Nathaniel?
My week?
Yeah.
No, someone
else. My week? How's your week, Nathaniel? My week?
My week was good. Okay, actually, I was going to talk about this on the next episode. Okay, so this is basically a two-parter. Because we're baking our brownies, and then our brownies are for our snack next episode, which is talking about conspiracy theories.
So, y'all better tune in.
Y'all better tune in.
Because the show is not ending yet.
But I was going to talk about this on that episode because it's a little spooky. It kind of scared me.
Oh, you can just save that part of that week for that.
No. I think I'm already talking about it.
Get them a little worked up. Give them a little taste of what they can start expecting.
It's just, we talked about it because I sent you a screenshot of my...
Oh, by the way, we both wash our hands, right? Did you wash your hands? Because I wash my hands.
Oh, I didn't wash my hands.
Girl, are you touching it?
I haven't touched it. I'm just touching the pan.
Okay. As long as you don't touch it.
No.
Well, I wash my hands, y'all.
That's nasty.
I know, girl. That's why I was like, you touched it? But you said you're not touching the pan.
No, and I'm not even touching the butter. I got the paper on.
Work.
Because I'm just that girl.
You are that girl.
Okay, and you said you want me to melt down how much?
And we're going to need 1/4 cup of it.
How many tablespoons
is
that?
I usually do.
It says it on there.
Oh, it tells you! Oh my gosh!
It tells you. Is that enough butter, or do you think it's fine?
I think that's enough. You buttered it up real good.
I'm gonna do the sides a little more.
Yeah. Well, the corners, for sure. The corners sometimes be a little crazy.
What's your favorite part of the brownie?
Oh, the crust.
That's what I'm
saying! I'm a crust gal. I love...
I don't trust bitches who go straight for the middle.
Don't get me wrong. The middle is good, but it's not the crust good. The crust is where it's at, y'all.
The crust is...
Let us know what y'all are into. The crust or the middle?
Some bitches... Which one do you like?
Well, yeah, I want to know. How many are y'all... are like that?
Wait.
Are you reading?
Yes. 1, 2... Okay, it's 4 tablespoons is 1/4...
Bring out the measurements, y'all.
Can I talk?
Melt it in... Did I already give it to you? Melt it in here. In the measuring cup. We're cutting it right now. Oh, ASMR.
You know Mama loves a good ASMR set.
Yeah, Mama.
That's my favorite.
We should do a little microwave ASMR.
Microwave?
Right now you're gonna melt it. Just put it in here.
Oh.
Yeah. And it'll tell us to, yeah.
Oh, get the, oh, you get that paper. Okay. You know, will you entertain them real quick? Mama's gonna go wash her hands, get it prepared, and you do that ASMR.
Okay, girl. Okay, y'all. So we're gonna have a little Maria segment. Okay.
Oh!
You're ruining my ASMR.
Sorry.
But thank you for being excited for me. Okay, ASMR. We have 1/4 of butter in here, and now we're gonna melt it.
So guys, I guess I'll tell you a little bit about my week. My week has been, on and off, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I always, struggle with that. Like, it'll be, well, I guess not struggle, I guess, it just happens. Like, sometimes, my week will be, really good, and, I'll have those days where it's just,
it's not it. And I'm like thinking of everything and just like overthinking so much stuff. But I'll be like, oh no, oh, I was such a small time. But then like I'll be like after I journal, I'll be like, I'm okay actually. Like I just journaling. Like, girl, me too. I love journaling. You really know what I mean? Like I'll be like, oh my gosh, and he's like I'm overthinking stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I feel I guess like being a little overdramatic in my head about like freaking out about some stuff. But then I'll journal and I'm like,
you really
a brand new woman.
You really got me into journaling. I've really been into journaling lately. But I still do it on my phone and my notes. I want to get an actual
journal.
Yeah.
You wanna?
Yeah, I want to make
you
that.
You want to be a poet? Oh my gosh, when I was younger, I wanted to like get into writing. I want to be like a poet. And I want to do the stand-up poetry.
A poetry slam?
Yeah. There was this one girl, I loved her so much. Sarah Kay or something like that. I know there's another guy that's like the same like last name as her. And like it was like a whole thing. People like thought they were like related or like dating. And I actually saw them in real life.
Did you really?
Yes! Did you really? Yes, I did. I remember it was the year I did my 8th and 9th grade year together. Mm-hmm. We went to this like little like, oh yeah, I put a like a good amount of time in the bottom. Well, we went to this like wait, let it cool down a little bit before we put it in there. We went to this I guess arena. It was like very small. And they were like performing. Okay, arena's crazy. It was not that big. It was like a little like, you know how in downtown there's like a where they'll have like concerts
like
and stuff.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a big one. It was like one of the small ones.
Yeah.
It was that type vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the one downtown. Yeah. And that's where I saw them. They were performing and it was so much fun. Like, I remember loving it so much because, like, oh my gosh, I've been watching her, like, videos on YouTube for, like, a while. And now I'm seeing her. Love her.
Trixie's the only famous person I ever met.
Yeah?
But, you know, I used to be a writer.
Yeah?
I used to
be a writer, girl? What'd you write? You want
to
say, I would try and write about my feelings. I would try to be, like, a poet and shit. You know, that's another thing. I always tried to journal even when I was younger, but I could never get into it fully.
You know,
every time I was like, I'm going into it.
We read one of the poems that I wrote on an episode, like, way back when.
Really?
We did.
I feel like I have a vague memory of it, actually.
It was so cringe. I wrote about my first breakup. It was so embarrassing.
Oh my god, I remember this.
I used to be a writer, bitch. I would write, like, full stories.
Okay, Shakespeare.
No, they were fan fictions. But
okay, not, modern Shakespeare.
Not all of them were fan fictions, bitch. I had original stories, and ooh. I had bitches on Wattpad. Update.
Subscribing. None of you.
They still do. I still want.
You better make a comeback.
Don't judge me. I still want.
Now they know. Now they're finding out. You should make a comeback. You
they
can't.
They don't know who I am on there.
She right.
I know. I want to make a comeback.
But now they know he's out there.
I don't want to make a comeback, but
why not? Not even a little fun one.
See, I've thought about, like, what if I...
Yeah, now you want... So what I'm hearing is there's gonna be a comeback at some point.
I don't...
Should we put in a bowl of water?
I was gonna say, we can mix in the egg, and then when you put the hot water, it won't cook the egg. I don't think.
I feel like we should just wait. Or, like, let's put it in the freezer with the water.
Oh, okay. I think we just put it in the freezer. I have a lot of cold things in there.
Okay, never mind. Well, I'll leave that water if you want it. You can give it to your pets.
I
don't want to waste your water.
Did you put the milk in here already?
Yeah. Milk, egg, just in the butter.
I love that.
And we already preheated the oven, y'all.
I still write.
Oh, yeah?
I don't write on Wattpad anymore.
What do you write? I didn't know you wrote. Wow, it's like a whole new, like, lore I just learned about you.
Yeah, it was mostly, like, me and Anna who would do it. Uh-huh. Like, me and Anna used to do it together all the time. But there's a new website that's another fanfiction website.
Oh, my God. I think that's so cool.
It's another fanfiction website.
I think you're still a writer.
I know, I love to do it. But, like, now that it's Archive of Our Own. Have you ever been on it?
Our Own?
Archive. It's called AO3. It's like a huge fanfiction website, and I sometimes will write on there.
Uh-huh.
And it's my username, I made sure it's nothing related to me whatsoever, so no one can know. No one knows.
Girl, you know the people on internet, some of them are detectives. Someone's gonna find you at some point, especially now that we're going up.
I was thinking about...
We've been having a whole freak out seeing like our subscribers going up, specifically on YouTube.
I know. I was thinking about making a YouTube video about reading my little Wattpad stories because, bitch, they are
do it.
Cringe.
You should
they're
do it.
So, like, me and Anna, like, literally, like, once every 2 months, we'll go through basically our entire phones together.
Uh-huh.
And we'll just, like, look at things, and like, we always look at the same shit every time, but...
Uh-huh. No, but it's like, but I get it. It's like, you go over the same shit. I do it with the Mario. Like, we'll go over the same exact shit a million times, but it is so much fun. It never gets old.
And literally, it never gets old. And so we'll go through our Wattpad stories together, and we'll always like pick a random chapter, and we'll cringe at what we wrote because it's just so bad. Because I was literally in middle school when I wrote it.
But, as anything in middle school, girl, I look at some shit I did in middle school, said, and I'm like, oh god. Especially when I have a video of it too, and I'm like, Lord.
Girl, you've seen some videos of my Snapchat memory.
Yeah. You got so many like cringy videos of yourself, but also like fun though. Like, you know, it's cringy as fuck. I love that I have it.
No, I love that I have it too.
Cause like, obviously I remember how I was, but it's just like actually having like the video proof of it. It's,
I like, I like having it, but like some, I just.
Sometimes like, it's sometimes like hard to watch. Like, you gotta take a moment. You gotta pause. When you're watching a show, do you do that? A show or movie?
Or like, getting a little too really cringy,
like, I gotta pause.
No, sometimes I can't.
It's sometimes hard.
Sometimes I can't go back.
No, I force myself. I'm like, I have to watch it. Like, I have to. But I cringe every time.
I have to know.
I'm trying to think of a movie that I do that in. Oh, I know, in the Twilight movie, the first one specifically.
And that's the one I fell asleep to. Yes, Kristen
Stewart's acting, I don't know, it's just a little cringy, I'm not gonna lie, at some point.
No.
And I'm like, oh my god.
In the first one?
Yeah, it's in the first one.
In all of them.
No, I love all the Twilight movies. Okay, some of the movies can be a little crazy, I'm not gonna lie. But like, we're talking about vampires and werewolves. Like, so like, what do you want?
The one that I had to turn away from was the one where she gave birth. Uh-huh. Because the baby's face was just, like, so bad.
Oh, no, yeah.
That one, every time the baby would come on screen, I'd be like...
But it was, like animation.
Anytime the baby would come on screen, I'd be like... I gotta look away.
No, it's a little creepy looking. Like...
Renesmee. And it's such an ugly name.
Yeah,
but...
I'm into the name.
Oh, my God. Okay, is this fucking...
Yeah, I think it's good enough. We waited a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Good enough. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Boop. I really want these. Oh, I'm so excited.
And all that butter in there.
How long did it take them to cook?
Like 30 minutes. I love those fucking brownies, man. You don't understand.
I've never had them.
So, girl, you're about to be like in heaven.
Is it a whole new experience? Ooh.
You're gonna be in heaven. And with the chunks of the chocolate, I love that.
Cook them all.
What I still think of? Do you ever like think about like, okay, so you know at school, like there'd be like people that would like bring like desserts for like their birthday or something like that? I still remember, jealous. I think about two times specifically. There was one time in second grade, this girl, I still remember, her dad came in. I remember thinking he looked like a...
Was he hot?
No. Do you know the guy from Smurfs, the villain?
Oh, yeah.
He looked like him. I remember being like, oh my gosh, that's literally him. And also, he brought brownies with him, so I also loved him after that.
Oh.
Girl, you were the best brownies. Like, I still think about those brownies, That's not it. Oh. This is another person, fifth grade, I still remember.
Okay.
Fifth grade. It was specifically, I remember this girl, like, not many people liked her, but, like, I remember that day, like, she brought in these, like, cookie, like, little, like, pops. Like, it wasn't cake pops, but it was, like, just, like, the dough of dough, like, cookie dough flavoring. Mm-hmm. It was not cookie dough, like, Oreo flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking good. Because, like, bitch, it was, like, a chocolate at the same time.
No one liked her.
No, because I remember that day, everyone was, like, so nice. No, bitch. They were so good.
See, but that's
why... I remember it was it wasn't like a cake. It was like a... It tasted like a cookie, but like it was like chocolate. Like, bitch, it melts in your mouth. Like, I still remember, girl, I ate that chocolate so fuck. It's a little ball of chocolate, like... And I ate it so fucking slow.
You know what I really like?
Like, right now I'm imagining it melting on my mouth right now.
I wanted to be that kid so bad, because that's why.
Yeah, where's the pan?
Because they always pull. Are we pouring?
Yeah, I'm pouring now.
Because those kids always got the most attention, and I always wanted that attention, but I had a summer birthday, so I never got it.
See, I have a summer birthday also, but I remember, why are we holding it up like this? Oh, should I show them the mixture? This is the brownie mixture, y'all.
Ooh, it looks good.
I was gonna say, do you want to just put it down on the counter?
No, the views.
They want to see?
You wouldn't want to see.
I forgot, I usually buy like 2 boxes to fill this thing up.
Oh.
It's gonna be like a little thinner than usual, but it's okay. But anyways, what were we talking about? What was I telling you?
What were you telling me?
I don't know what I was telling you. I'm not gonna finish. What were we talking about? Oh! But yeah, I just remember that treat that she bought it and it was so good. There's like so much mixture here.
Do you still think about it?
Yes! I'm telling you, those two... people I still think about, like, and I think about the brownies, I think about that, like, chocolate. I'm telling you, it was like a chocolate, like, cookie type thing. It was so good.
You know what I really like? You're talking about chocolate stuff melting in your mouth.
Wait, but you really never brought anything to school? Because I did a few times. I remember one time, like, for Halloween, I still think about this specific moment. It was in second grade again. And I brought in a cookie cake for, like, Halloween time, because I was like, I want to bring a cookie cake. And my mom was like, okay, sure, you can bring one in. So I brought one in. I remember everyone thought it was my birthday, too. But, like, I brought it in. I was like, no, I just wanted to bring it. And then I brought it, and I remember the teacher, she was cutting it up. This bitch. Oh. She gave us, I didn't like her. She gave us the tiniest slivers of it. The tiniest. And then she gave herself the biggest fucking slice ever. And I remember I was so annoyed, and I didn't even like her. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, am I taking that home? She's like, it's for me. You don't want me to have any? I'm like, no, I want you to. But in my head, I didn't want her to.
You don't want me to have any? No.
I mean, I wasn't it got on my leg. I wasn't bold like that, but like, I remember my head, I thought it. You can look it out there, huh?
Ew.
But I'm trying to get all the like mixture from the sides. Are your arms not like tired?
No.
You sure?
Hey, do you want to put down? Do you want
so much there, but I'm gonna try and like us.
There is so much.
I'm telling you, there's like so much there, but I'm trying to get it off from the sides. What are you looking for?
I'm gonna see if I have a spoon around. I think my spoon is in my sink right in front of us.
That's cool. I'm gonna like grab it in a sec with a fork.
Okay. Can I be any
more? ASMR dishes now.
ASMR. I have dirty dishes. No, actually, I think the spoon's in my room.
In your room?
Don't worry about it.
I mean, what? A lot of people eat in the rooms, so it makes sense they have a dish in there. Ain't no judge going on over here, girl.
You know, I actually don't know where the fuck. I have one spoon currently. I really don't know where that bitch is right now.
I mean, you
live
by yourself, so like.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking more
utensils.
More utensils home from work.
We do, girl.
Girl, cause they're nice.
They're constipation. How do you say that word?
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
My conscience?
No, not your conscience. No, your conscience. What does your conscience have to do with that?
I feel like I'm basically stealing from work.
I mean, yeah, but like nobody even uses them.
They're so
legit,
cute.
No one.
I don't know where the fuck the one that I was gonna show. Oh, here it is. Like, look at this fork.
Yeah, I mean, they're good forks.
Isn't that fancy? Doesn't that shit look fancy? Okay. I just showed the camera my dirty ass fork. Look at that!
Look how beautiful this is. They're little pieces of food. Okay. You know, we're probably not gonna have to wait 30 minutes because, like, your house didn't that late.
Should we show the world?
Yeah.
Here are the brownies.
Little ASMR now.
Oh.
Now we're about to stick them in the oven.
We're gonna go ahead and should we take a break?
Yeah, we're gonna take a break now. We're gonna stick these in the oven. We're gonna come back once they're ready.
Come back once they're ready?
Yeah, or do you wanna keep chatting and then, you know, after, you know, while we're talking, it'll be, you know, ready, obviously.
Okay, we're gonna be right back. We're gonna take a quick little break. Hello, hi, everyone.
Guys.
We are back. We have our
little guest, little Zuki Pookie.
Our Garfield, if you will.
Yes.
He looks huge.
Yeah, he is a big man. He's a big old man.
You know what we didn't do on the break?
What?
Get a little more.
I mean, do you want to? I just don't feel great.
Oh, I mean.
Okay, I mean, we can. I mean, I'm not going to say no.
I mean,
if you really want to, I'm going to go down with you. Or go up with you. Better yet.
Look at his face.
I know, he yelled. There's some squirrels outside. Or at least there were. I don't see any more. But he was very much intrigued. He's a hunter, though. You know him.
And gatherer. Because he'd be bringing it back. He'd be
bringing it. Because he loves you. He'd be bringing it to you.
I know. Just, I really wasn't prepared to see, like.
He's so cute.
He literally killed a squirrel and brought it back to me and left it, like, outside my house. And I said, what's this?
He's a prize for you, mother. But I love you so much, mother. He's a little gift.
It makes me feel good that he actually loves me.
Yeah. Oh my god, y'all, it was so cute. He literally, like, Zuki literally, like, rubbed his head against Nathaniel because he was holding him. And it was so cute.
I'm glad that my cats love me.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope so.
Oh, I gave Athena her first walk outside. And I gave her two more since then. Mm-hmm. And I took her out twice yesterday, just trying to see, you know.
Do you feel like she's warming up a bunch more?
I think she's starting to. The first time it was so crazy. It was so crazy, though, because I opened the door and we stepped out, and immediately she rolled on the ground. I said, are you for real? I said, you hate the inside that much that you get out here and you immediately roll on the ground?
She feels free.
Like, don't piss me off
she
right
feels
now.
Free. She's like, after so, it's like 24 years of being locked up.
24 long years. I'm sorry, I spit on you.
It was the biggest jump ever.
24 long years of being locked up.
Oh my gosh, I told Nathaniel. I told Nathaniel the other day. It's so crazy how Athena was born after him, but she's older.
But she's older.
She's
than
older
me.
Than both of us. Yeah.
Oh, that freaks
she's 24.
Me. She's a young lady,
mm-hmm.
But she's also old.
Mhm.
But she rolled on the ground and a man, there's like a weird, like, I have like a path in my backyard that's like connecting all the houses, like, on this side. Mm-hmm. And a man was walking through it, and she got so scared.
Yeah?
Yeah, she got so, she literally, on the ground, but she got behind my legs, and she,
she's, like, been around a bunch of people, right?
I know, so, like, I'm a little scary. I'm a little scared of that man.
Animals can always, like, sense actual, like, people's, like, auras and shit.
Hopefully, like, he doesn't come back.
Yeah. I mean, did he look at you?
No. We didn't make eye contact. We didn't look at each other. But then in the last few times, she's just, like, I put her on, like, a little leash, and then I just, like, let it go. Mm-hmm. Because, like, if she's gonna run, at least I can grab that, and I'll catch her, and instead of, like, having to dive for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just let her walk around with the leash, like, dragging on behind her. Mm-hmm. And she was running around, she was jumping around playing, she was, like, jumping and playing.
Mm-hmm. You should take a video.
I tried, you know, I didn't even think about that.
That would be so cute to see.
I get I get scared that, like, was she, like, I looked at my phone for a second, then I'm gonna look up, and she's gonna be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I would be too. I would not get that comfortable.
Because of that bitch leaving me. Not twice. Once, but twice. I will say, the second time I reacted even more dramatic than I did the first time, which you would think the first time I'd be like, I wasn't hysterics. Mm-hmm. I was like sobbing the whole night. Me and my ex-boyfriend were already broken up at that time. Mm-hmm. He like held me the whole night, and like, I was like, we're getting back together.
Yeah.
We did not get back together.
Oh my god, that was her trying to get y'all back together.
I know.
She's like, I ran away from you guys.
She don't want to see her dad's fight.
Yeah.
And then,
now she doesn't see the other one.
You know what I
mean? 10 feet.
You know when, okay, speaking of which, when he came and got his stuff,
yeah,
I was like pretending to be like an abusive, not like I like hit like I'm like an abusive mother, but I was like, your father doesn't want to see you. Walking around, like, obviously she doesn't understand me, but I thought it was so funny. Like, your father doesn't want to see you. He hates you. He hates me. He doesn't want to see you. And he's not willing to come inside to come see his own daughter.
Oh my god, it's crazy. You know what's crazier? If you, like, the moment he got there to the door, you open it like, you don't want to talk to your kid.
You don't miss your daughter.
You show up with her on your arm. Not even crazy, but so fucking funny.
You don't want to see your daughter? Why don't you want to see your daughter? I'm not holding up with that. I'm holding up Zuki.
Oh my god.
You want to see your daughter? He's like, that is not
that's
my...
not my daughter. Who is that? I'm not the father.
Wrong one. We gotta go to Maury Povich. Yes. We gotta go to Maury Povich. But I thought it was really funny to act like that.
Yeah, no, it's funny. For sure.
How dare you?
Literally, how dare you?
I don't remember what I was talking about.
Me neither. I thought we were just yapping.
No, I feel like I brought this story up for a reason, but I don't even remember what it is. How long has it been?
It's been 11 minutes. Anyways, what?
It's been 9 minutes.
Oh no, we have 11 minutes left. My bad. I meant to say we have 11 minutes left.
They're rising.
That's been 11 minutes. Anyways, I was gonna tell you, what was I gonna tell them? Guys, I'm about to turn 22, so it'll be my birthday in a few weeks, and I'm gonna have a little photo shoot. I'm so excited.
Oh,
I already told you, I want you to take my pictures. I'm thinking not next week, because I'm next Sunday actually. I'm getting my hair done. I'm gonna go a little bit more lighter.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. How exciting.
So I'm gonna have that. And then I'm thinking of buying a new outfit. I don't know. Maybe I'll like conjure up something from my wardrobe, but I'm thinking of buying something new.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think so the week after next week. Probably got a podcast day. I'll like bring the outfit, you know?
That's so exciting.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And I'm gonna make a cake and it's gonna say Feeling 22. Give me Taylor Swift because like I used to love the song 22. Well, I still like it. But like, now I'll be 22 singing it.
I know, now it's like
it.
Finally.
It's like a different vibe. It's like it was different, you know, singing it at like 11 years old.
Being like, when I turn 22.
Yeah, and like literally thinking, I would literally think about like, wow, me and 22, and then now I'm gonna actually
play that song on a loop the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna be listening to it.
It's in the background of the podcast episode.
22. You're like, Maria Sahara, are you feeling 22? We're gonna do that.
Oh, wait.
We're gonna do that. You're gonna be like, hey, I'm Nathaniel, and hey, I'm Maria. Maria, so how you doing? Or how you feeling, you're going to say. And I'm like, I'm feeling 22.
Taylor Swift was not my watch, and she copyrights the whole episode.
Oh my god.
I'm just...
She do be.
You know, yeah, no. People. One time, I used to make music videos on YouTube.
She sued you?
Not sue me, but that video got copyrighted. So quick.
No, yeah, she's quick on
it's
it.
So
her
quick.
Tea is quick on it.
And I remember, like, I worked. The video was so cool. Okay, cool for at the time. Like,
yeah, I get you. Like at the moment, like you were like, "This is the coolest shit I've ever fucking done."
I thought it was
done.
So cool.
And now it's been ruined and taken away from you.
No, literally, I was like, "Wow, wow,
oh, well, wow, Miss Taylor." Oh yeah,
put that in the fridge, girl.
Bitch,
Pass that brownie batter.
Did I give you that egg already?
You know, I already put it in there. Pass that brownie batter over here.
Oh, yeah, it's good eating it like that. Mm-hmm. What are you using the fork? Just look good in there. Oh, you thought you don't have a spoon. I forgot about that.
Also, like, that's gross. I don't want to put my hands in
here. I mean, I'm not going to grab it.
You want some?
No, you can have it, girl.
Oh, my God. Are you for real?
No, you can have it. You take it, girl. Mm. How is it?
Nothing beats brownie butter.
Yeah? Like, no, it's so good. I just don't want it. Okay.
Sorry.
That was crazy.
I didn't think you were going to turn around so fast.
I mean, I was looking at the
side. And I was like, oh, this is my chance to get
How
the
How do the brownies look when you check the stove?
They're rising. Check the oven. They're rising.
Yeah, they risen.
They're rising. They're not. They're not risen. They're not risen. They're starting.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking for a new show. I finished Ugly Betty. It's so good.
I know a really.
You know, watching that show is pretty like motivational and inspirational. Being like around the same age as her and like her also like figuring shit out for her life.
I know a really good one for you.
What?
Drag Race? Love. I think you should watch Friends.
Oh, Friends. Girl, I've tried watching Friends. I watched the first season because I wanted to watch it in order. I haven't even finished it. I do think I did like do a little hop around, but you know, I wasn't into it.
And, the like, first season's never my favorite.
I was like, when I was younger, I remember like, you know, on TV, like they'd have like the reruns. Mm-hmm. I remember sometimes I would end up watching it, but like sometimes it's not funny, honestly.
No,
sometimes I'm not really laughing.
Sometimes the jokes are a little.
But you know, it's fucking hilarious. George Lopez. George Lopez is so fucking bad. I hate this on any of the streaming platforms I have. So like I'll watch like little like videos of it on TikTok. Yeah, people will be posting the whole episode. I'm like, yes.
I love it. Go
to part two. All right.
You're like, I'm going to part two. I used to do that with Young Sheldon.
Did you ever do that with the movies? Have you ever seen a movie on TikTok?
Mm-hmm. No, I've seen. There's this movie that I've been really wanting to watch.
Man, that's how I ended up watching Euphoria. So season two of Euphoria. I saw the whole thing basically on TikTok.
You know, I did watch a lot of Euphoria on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So like, I remember like I started watching half of it, half of it. No, you don't.
Every time I put my finger in my mouth, we always make eye contact. Every single time I do it, I just feel so weird. Like, it's like.
You trying to like provoke me? Mm. Are you trying to tease me?
Yeah. Well, you want me?
I can smell them already.
I smell them.
They're smelling so good.
Like, literally every single time, my finger went in my mouth. It was like direct eye contact. And I was like,
It's weird. I didn't really even notice that we've been making eye contact.
That's why I was like, I gotta wrap this up.
Gotta end this right now.
Because.
Can't have any more of this.
Mm-mm. Okay, like. You know, I've realized in my life that I'm like a really messy eater.
No, I can't be too sometimes.
I'm so quirky.
You're so messy.
I'm so messy.
No one's messy like you, girl.
You want to see the real mess?
What?
Do you know what I want to talk about?
What?
Okay, I've been talking to Maria about this for the past, like, honestly, probably, like, week and a half.
Okay.
That I miss having, like, working in a field that was, like, with a lot of people at once, like a grocery store or a restaurant. Because the atmosphere of having a work, you just don't get it. Like, you haven't worked anywhere.
No, I get what you mean, yeah.
But you have had a few, so, like, you do get it. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's just, like, so thrilling. But there's no one at my work that mine, my work. There's no one where we work that
you
is,
do
like,
what I do.
Yeah, I know.
To, like, my Walmart, my Target.
There's no one at our work that is, like,
attractive like that.
There's literally no one. And so I've just
I mean, there's a few that's, like, cute, but it's, like, not, like, it's not, like naturally
work.
Cute.
No. And so I've just decided to make every man my work crush.
Yeah, literally every single one.
I think it's really fun, and it makes the time to go by faster if I flirt with people.
Mm-hmm. Girl, I mean, some people are natural flirts. I guess that's
girl,
just you. You just like
I've been
flirt.
Having the best time. It's really making my shifts go by fast. Mm-hmm. Literally walking up to him today. I really like the shirt.
Oh, yeah, you have one specifically you've been telling me about recently.
Because Maria thinks he's an uggo.
Okay, I didn't say he's an uggo. It's just like... Really? It's like, if you're talking about this about, like, any other ones, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Especially for, like, three of them, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Wait, not three. Two of them. Mostly one of them. I, like, get it. But it's like him. It's like, really, out of all of them, he's the one you're, like, really flirting with like that? It's like, I would get a little flirting. But, like, really him?
Like, I just think it's fun.
And I still think he's that cute.
You know it's gonna be crazy. You know what would be crazy?
What?
If I take it too far and then he starts to have an affair.
Oh, he's like, no, comes to you. Oh my god, one of the next times you like are grabbing his muscles, he's like, muscles?
I would be gagged.
Like, or you like, yeah, you like that?
I'm always like, what if my
flirting... I have another muscle you can feel.
I'm like, almost like, what if my flirting goes a little too far? And so like, what if it goes too far? And like, he texts me, he's like, can I come over?
Yeah.
I'd be like...
He's like, what are you doing?
I'd be like, yes. I'm just kidding. Maybe I would. I don't know. I told you, I would have sex with him, but like, eyes closed. Mm-hmm. You know? Or, like, from the back. But I don't even like it from the back that much. Like, it kind of doesn't feel good.
Oh, really?
Not for me. Mm. Not for me. I've discovered I don't really enjoy bottoming very much.
Really? But, like, that's, like,
I like it, but, like, I also don't like it. I told you, again, this was not what I was going to talk about next episode, but here we go. My lips are loose. I don't... He has a loose lip. I didn't want... I wasn't even going to talk about this because it's so embarrassing.
What?
But...
What?
Just
talk about it.
I had relations with somebody. Mm-hmm. I bottomed. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was great. I had a great time. Uh-huh. It felt great.
Yeah.
But then, the next day, mm-hmm.
You shit yourself?
I had a bowel movement. And I was like, well, gotta clean myself up. And I wiped. And I looked at it, and the whole tissue was, like, bloody. And I said,
oh, damn.
Bitch.
Maybe you, like, ripped. Did you feel like you ripped, maybe?
I don't think so.
Or do you think, like, from, like, internally bleeding? Was he big?
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, then. It was a little too big for your bleed hole.
I wiped, like, four times. Okay, the blood, like, it wasn't as much as the first time every time. Like,
it started going a little low enough.
But, bitch, I was standing in my bathroom, pants and underwear at the ankles, standing like this, texting my mother. Because I was like... Do I need to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
Bitch, I literally thought, like, it was gonna die.
Like, mess up your,
like... No, I was literally, like, something was wrong with me. Uh-huh. Bitch, I was gagged. I was like, no way.
No, I guess it's, like, understandable if, like, you see blood coming out of your actual booty hole.
I know.
Actual asshole.
I'm gonna wash the fork so that we can use it to poke the brownies.
Yeah, we have a minute.
Okay, this is only 20 minutes because they were thinner. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know if they're gonna be done after 20 minutes.
Just check.
But we wanted to give a nice little...
Because we don't want to burn either. Can you know, get on your best MV. Guys, get a little bacon for us and we burn our brownies.
Oh my god. We should have, like, leave them a little extra.
Oh no, yeah, because I like it crispy. But it's like, yeah. I don't want it burnt.
Do you like those brownie things? The brownie bites? Like the brownie crispy...
Oh, the brownie brittle?
Yeah.
I've eaten it before. It's not really all that.
Really?
Nah. Love. From what I remember I ate it like once or twice. It's really not like all that.
Love. Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, you love it?
I love the brownie brittle. And they have different flavors. They have a greasy one. Yeah, they have a caramel one.
I tried a caramel one. I'm not going to the caramel
one. They have a toffee nut one. Oh!
I tried that one, too.
It's good. How much longer is the timer?
A few seconds. Well, a minute. Okay. Just, like, check it out.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you want to take a quick break while we check them?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be right back. We're going to have a little break while we check these brownies.
Hi guys!
We are back. We have our brownies.
They look so fucking good. Got that corner piece because you know you got to.
You got. I also got one of the corner pieces just for you guys, just to try.
Okay, let's do a little cheers. I'm so happy.
Are you gonna try the middle first or the corner first?
Like
the
I was gonna get a little bit both right here.
You're right.
Oh my god! Cheers.
Oh, there goes that light.
Oh. That's perfect. It's a little squishy, but just crunchy also on the side.
I love brownies. Brownies are so... I will say, I don't really like the brownies at work.
I like them.
But these are the chunks. Yeah, you know, I do wish there was more chunks.
But it's all good when you do get to the chunk. Because it's like a... Because we also let it in a little bit more longer than we're supposed to, because we like said. Like nice and crunchy. So, the, like, chocolates are have, like, that little, like, smoky taste, I feel. You know what I'm saying? It's good. I give us a 10 out of 10. Ghirardelli, sponsor us, because we fucking love these brownies.
Yeah. Ghirardelli.
What are you doing?
Really fucking hot. Okay, I do need a Bev, though. I do need my Bev. This is so fucking good.
What is it?
This is the Summer Berry Refresher with,
Hey girl.
Passion tea and a splash of lemonade and a lot of classic syrup and the boba.
Oh, you got it.
You got it, bitch. I'm literally taking after you. The bubble's like up to here.
I'm not drinking. Like, yes, me too.
It's just so good. But bitch, this literally one of our coworkers saw it on TikTok, mm-hmm. and then they put a sample in it. They put a sample without the classic, and I said, when I tried it, but
wasn't it
without the classic? No, it literally. Well, I just don't like passion tea, and it tasted a lot like passion tea. Mm. But with the classic, it literally tastes like a grape Jolly Rancher.
Really?
It just.
Mm. I'm not gonna have to do that. That sounds good.
And then with the boba, do you want to try some?
No.
Oh, right.
With the boba. The boba.
This was so butt, bitch. It literally is a purple Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. I love the cherry ones.
I don't really like Jolly Ranchers that much.
Really?
Like, I like the flavor. I just, like, don't really like hard candy like that. Well, you saved the edge for last. Mm. You're a smart gal.
I'm an edge girl until I die.
You like to be what?
Edge. Did you finish yours?
Yeah, bitch. I ate it quick. I said, oh. If I had to rate the brownies.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, honestly, a 10 out of 10.
I love little brownies.
Maybe like a 9 out of 10. My mom makes some really good brownies.
Yeah?
And my mommy always comes at 10.
Gotta bring them. Mama, we know you're watching. Wait, this is a TikTok.
Can I say something?
What?
I'm kind of scared to post that one TikTok. I have it edited and everything. I'll show you after the episode.
What TikTok?
But it's the TikTok where I was complaining about my mom and stepdad, the way they were acting when it's
like, don't make that one TikTok.
Yeah, but I like already edited it and I was like, oh, I really want to make the TikTok so my mom sees it. But now I'm like,
you're scared.
Actually scared because I'm nervous.
I mean, do you think you're just like actually doing a little too much, or do you think you're into right? Okay. I feel like you're into right because like, one time you said they were just like mad at you for something like you couldn't control.
I feel like I was.
It's not like you did something to the car. The car just started breaking down on you.
But I also fear that my mom is not going to be very happy with me at all.
I mean, I don't think she'll be happy at
no.
all.
But like.
Posting on the internet? Instead of coming to her?
And I know she'd probably send it to me and be like, what's this?
Yeah.
What's this? And I'd be like.
And she should. She's not going to beat around the bush.
No, she is not going to. That fly has been.
You should get a Venus flytrap. I love my minions.
My
Vinnies. I love my Vinnies.
Speaking of which, this has nothing to do with the Venus flytrap. But there's been a lot of Jersey Shore TikToks on the podcast. Yeah. I gotta tell you, it's gotten me.
It's good. You gotta watch Jersey Shore. It's on Hulu.
I was watching them for like literally an hour the other day. Mm-hmm. Just Jersey Shore TikToks.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you know Club Karma shut down?
Yes. Club Karma.
Bitch, I didn't even know. And I found it out like it was brand new news. I was like, that's why I literally.
I mean, isn't it somewhat recent when it shot down? So I feel like it was like 2018-ish. I want to say around there.
Which I was literally.
I could be wrong. Oh my god, you're choking on the boba?
I choked on the balls.
Hey girl, I'm finished.
Anyway, are you ready to go ahead and end this episode?
Hey. I'm ready for these conspiracy theories. I'm ready for a good spook while you eat these brownies, because you don't eat more brownies.
Of course. I bet I'm about to get a stack of like three for this conspiracy mm-hmm. theory episode.
Yes.
Anyway, Maria, I have a fun question.
Yes, what is it?
What do you want to know?
What do you want to know?
Where can everyone find us?
Oh my gosh, guys. We're on all streaming platforms. Can you fucking believe that?
I know.
All streaming platforms. So you can watch us anytime, anywhere. We're the Chatterbox crew. If you want to see a little more of us, a little extra stuff that we have a TikTok, which we are recently becoming actors and dancers.
I know, y'all.
So add that to the resume, beside podcast hosts.
Yeah,
add it to the resume. Anyways, and then we also have an Instagram. I'm going to start posting. This summer, we're going to have so many fucking pictures on there. So get ready.
I'm going to post my New Instagram. York trip on there. Mm-hmm. New York,
so if y'all want to see more of us, more of our inner life together, go to the Chatterbox mm-hmm. crew Instagram. If you want to see me, my TikTok is whatsup_Maria, and then my Instagram is xo.xomaria.
Look at it in the camera. It looks crazy.
She looks like a human. Oh my god. The other day, legit yesterday, I was at work, right, and I saw this one dog, and it was staring back at me, because you know how the dogs will, like, be up there?
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, staring back at me while I was, like, waiting for her to, like, give me her change. No, to give her money. And then, me and the dog just, like, make a whole, like, staring contest the whole time. We're just, like, and its eyes were freaking me out, because everybody's, like, icy blue eyes.
The human
eyes. And we're just, like, they were a little human, and we're just, like, and I didn't look away. I don't know why I didn't look away. I was, like, I'm going to keep staring.
Oh my
god. It was freaking me out.
This dog came through the drive-thru, and
she almost hit that fucking fly, girl. She was looking at it.
I know. The fucking owner of the dog said the most stereotypical thing.
You
want to try? What? He was like, oh, don't worry. She doesn't bite. Do you want to know how this dog was acting in the drive-thru? Oh. It had its, like, you know, like when dogs growl And, like, there's, like, different kinds of growl. There's, like, the low one, and there's the one where they show their fucking teeth. Mm-hmm. It was like that, but it was, like, barking at the same time, and it was so loud. And I was like, I'm not.
No, yeah.
I said, I won't be going over there. Mm-hmm. It's just like, why do you want a dog?
Yeah, or, like, why couldn't you, like, put up the window for that moment?
And he
had, put it back down.
He had the window
on.
Down, so the dog was, like, barking to, like...
No, that's happened before, especially when it's, like, a really big dog, and it, like, can come out more than a small dog, obviously. And it's, like, barking and growling at you. It's, like, come on, Al, let's have some decency.
Can you just, like...
Like, come on, Al.
Phoebe would have never acted like that.
Phoebe was a great dog.
Phoebe was...
She was amazing. Something about her... I watched some TikToks about her recently we had.
It makes me really sad. Yeah. But Phoebe would have never acted like that.
Mm-hmm. She was so sweet.
At least with my parenting. I don't know about how she was parented afterwards, but... At least on my parenting, she was like, why is she
had a good upbringing.
Why is she doing that?
Girl, I don't know.
She's going limp.
Why are you going limp, girl? I guess she's so comfortable with you that she doesn't, like, have to have her guard up, girl. She can be limp with you.
Girl, you limp. Right, let me put you down so that we can. And where can they find you?
I already told them.
Your Instagram?
Yes,
your...
My Instagram and my TikTok. Girl, oh. Where you been?
Well, oh my god.
Where can they find you, girl? Because they lost.
I know. Don't worry, I'm...
Really not back in.
If you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter at why does they like
Twitter
and Twitter. You can find me at http://nxdhxn. If you want to find me on YouTube, I have a lot of content coming on YouTube. I'm really putting in some work. You can find me at simply.nxdhxn. I'm still
debating about the name.
I'm still really trying to figure out.
I don't know. I'm just, like, really not into this. Like, you're not what?
Just look at my neck and that looks curvy.
I know what you're talking about. There's this one episode where we have where, like, my neck is literally sticking out so much. Like, what? What am I doing? It's a long neck. Oh my god, there's this meme of this thing that, like, runs to, like, an anime thing, and it's like it's got a neck out. So you're giving. Anyways, what were we talking about?
My username.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm not feeling any of those for you because, like, okay, Simply Nathaniel. I was like, you're not a simple gal.
You're right, really
Simply
not,
Nathaniel.
Really,
I guess it could be like a twist on words because you're not simple. I guess you could think of it like that. But like, I don't know, Simply Nathaniel. I feel like you need a little more than just Simply Nathaniel. Oh,
she's talking
about I'm so sorry. I feel like you need more than just a Simply Nathaniel. And the other one is what?
My Instagram and TikTok one. That one.
The other one that you're thinking of. Not the one you have now.
I was thinking of doing Nathaniel Nickel.
Nathaniel Nickel.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing like Nathaniel Nickel. I always think that's your last name. I feel like I'm gonna be like. Oh, Nicholas's last name. Or Nicholas?
Yeah, like...
Oh, that's close, right? Nicholas?
Yeah, Nicholas.
Oh, it's Nicholas?
Yeah,
oh,
so I was Nathaniel Nicholas. Nickel, and so I mean Nathaniel Nicholas. But,
Again, playing words.
I always feel like...
Oh, even merch, too.
I always feel like people always have, like... They never have, like, a username anymore. It's always just, like, a
first
name. Yeah,
so you should
bring
that.
And so I was thinking, like, Nathaniel Nickel. Like, it sounds like a first and last name, but it's not actually my last name.
Mm-mm.
Because, oh my god, my merch can be me on a nickel.
That's what I'm saying. The merch! So I guess you could already... You can coin yourself that one.
I know.
New nickel. We got a good amount of phrases just now. Coin, you got some merch ideas already. That sounds like nickel's the one to go.
Cause like, you know, like those people like Brittany Broski, like it's like a first, like, I'm not gonna lie, I thought that was her last name for a minute.
I thought that was also.
It's not her last name. No, Broski.
Oh.
But like,
but like, I would believe Broski. I guess you're right. Broski.
No.
Now that you're actually saying Broski.
But like, that's not her last name. And I was like, but that sounds like her first and last name.
Yeah,
and
it sounds like it could be.
And it's like B&B. So I was thinking N&N.
N&N?
Like
M&M, but like N&N.
No. Like, having like my first letter, like being both N&N. Like Nathaniel Nagel, not N&N.
Like
N&N.
I thought you were like N&N. That's your username.
That would be cool.
I thought I was like, oh, like M&M.
But I'm thinking.
That was supporting. I was like, uh-huh.
I'm really thinking Nathaniel Nickel is like the one. Because that's the one I've been pondering on for the longest time.
Go for it. You got some merch already.
I could come up with like another last name that starts with an N. That's like. I say like Nickel. Anyway, we're still figuring it out. I won't let you know next week because. Next week, we're already about to film it right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you know in a few weeks what I finally come for my username to be.
So excited to see.
Anyway.
To hear it.
Are you ready to go watch some conspiracies?
Yeah, watch?
Oh, That's everything we got.
Yeah, had a great episode. Can't wait for another one.
Make sure you go and
subscribe.
Watch next... Oh, that too, but make sure you go watch next week's episode because we're filming it right now. If you want to be a little ookie, a little spooky,
Make sure you guys have some treats with you. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, have a drink and a snack. Yo.
Bake some brownies while y'all watch this, y'all.
Oh my god.
So then, yeah.
And then, so the next week.
For next week. Oh no, shit, you're right. Yeah, brownies for that. That means a week old brownie. So maybe don't bake them. Or bake them and eat them.
Or get a little baked while we bake.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, you know. Anyway, goodbye.